Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast. We're continuing to share with you on the subject of faith. We've already talked about the fact of why faith is important. You know, the Bible says, "For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world." And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. It is so important that you walk by faith in your spiritual life, according to the Word of God. 2 Corinthians 5:7, "For we walk by faith, not by sight." A lot of people think they're walking by faith when they're continually moved by what they see, what they feel, by their senses, by the circumstances, the way things look. You are not walking by faith if you're moved by the senses. If you're moved by what things look like and see and feel and so forth, that is not faith. You want to walk by faith to see the blessings. And when we walk by faith, we've already seen that we're saved by faith. We receive the Holy Spirit through our faith. We've been made righteous by faith. We're sanctified by faith. We're a child of God by faith. We have access into the grace of God to receive answer to prayer through our faith. We walk by it step by step. We live by it. We please God with our faith. We are blessed with our faith. Our righteousness, our rights and privileges in Christ are revealed and made manifest from faith to faith. We have victory over this world system through our faith. We are kept by the power of God through faith, and we have boldness and access with confidence into the heavenlies to take authority over the works of the enemy and pull them down with our faith. We quench all the fiery darts of the wicked and whatever attacks he brings against us with our faith. We stand by faith. Christ dwells in our heart by faith. We have joy through our faith, and we comfort others with our faith, and we receive the promises of God. We receive healing through your faith, our faith. It's your faith that makes you whole. You get delivered and cast out demonic spirits through faith. We take dominion over the works of the enemy through our faith. Now, we've also seen the fact that faith is a mystery. And praise God, it's given unto us to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, and so we can know it. It's a mystery because it's something of the Spirit. It is a spiritual force, and it's a spiritual revelation of the ways of faith. And there's one faith that God's given. It's not walking one way and somebody else walking another way. Either you're operating in it or you're not. There's one kind of faith, Ephesians 4:5. In fact, Jesus is at work through the Spirit, through the Word of God, to bring into the church into the unity of the faith. And we're all supposed to strive together for the faith of the gospel, earnestly contending for the faith. Why? Because we got an adversary, the devil. He tries to get you off your faith. He comes to try your faith. But praise God, we're going to fight the good fight of faith. 1 Timothy 6:12. And we know that the things that abide in a Christian's life are love and faith and hope. The greatest is love, but we must have these three things abiding in us. And remember, when Jesus comes back on earth, he says, "Shall he find faith on earth?" He's looking for those who are going to operate in faith. Mark 9:23, "All things are possible to him that believeth. As you believe, so be it unto you. According to your faith, it will be unto you." Now, in the last broadcast, we talked about the fact that we have the faith of Jesus Christ. 2 Peter 1:1 says that we now have obtained like precious faith through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ. You have like precious faith. Don't think that your faith is any worse than others or not as good as someone's or better than someone's. We all have the same God kind of faith because we have the Spirit of Jesus Christ, and it's like precious faith. You got it through being made righteous. In fact, Romans 12:3, "God's dealt to every man the measure of faith." You all, everybody who's born again, we all have the measure of faith. We're supposed to walk by this faith, step by step. Galatians 2:20, the Bible says, "We were crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God." You live by that faith. This is the way you're supposed to live every day of your life, by faith. Not just come to God whenever you have a problem to want to release your faith to receive an answer. You're not going to get too far with God if you just try to use your faith every time you have a problem. God says you got to learn to live by faith. You're going to sow in the Spirit, and you're going to reap according to the laws of the Spirit. And you can only do that with your faith. You are to live by the faith of the Son of God because you have His faith. It is the faith of Jesus. Where'd you get it from? You got it when you got the Spirit of Jesus Christ. That's what you get when you're born again and you have the faith. It is a spirit of faith. It is a spiritual force that you have to operate in your life. Hebrews 12:2 says Jesus is the author and the finisher of our faith, the developer of it. And we are to have the faith of God operative in our life at all times. Now, this faith is going to bring us victory, and you can operate it. The Bible says, whatsoever or whosoever is born of God overcometh the world, and if you're a whosoever born of God, then you can overcome, and it's going to be through your faith. Now, today we're going to talk about what faith is. What is faith? We need to understand what it is according to the Word of God. First, you need to realize that faith is a spiritual force. It is of the Spirit. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 13 says, we, having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believe, therefore have I spoken, we also believe and therefore speak. That's the way you release your faith, as you believe and you speak. But notice it says, we, having the same spirit of faith. If you're born again, you got the spirit of faith because you have the Spirit of Jesus Christ in you. It is a spiritual force that you are going to release and you're going to activate in your life. Now, another thing about faith is a law. It is a spiritual law, and it operates all the time. It doesn't miss it sometimes. Whenever faith is working, it's going to work. A law works every time when you put it into operation. And Romans 3:28 talks about how we operate according to the law of faith. Here it says, therefore, we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. And he goes on, it says how it was the law of faith that brought forth the victory in our life. In Romans 8:2, it says, the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. We operate by spiritual laws. It is a law of faith that is operative in us, that is going to be put into operation through speaking and believing God's Word. Now remember, this law works every time. Faith activates the spiritual laws of God, and we're actually going to be working the laws of faith with our spirit of faith. Praise God. The law of faith releases the spirit of life to overcome the law of sin and death. Now, faith also is that which contacts and puts into operation the spiritual laws of God, and it's going to affect the natural realm. Remember, there's two realms of existence. There is a spiritual realm, and there is a natural realm. The spiritual realm is the realm that everybody is operating in, whether they realize it or not. God is a spirit. Angels are spirits. Satan is a spirit. The demons are spirits. God's Word is spirit and life. It's spiritual law. And you are a spirit. Remember, you're made of three parts, spirit, soul, and body. You are a spirit. You have a soul. You live in a physical body. And this spirit is realm is what we all are to function in. Although at the same time, we walk in the flesh. We are in a natural realm as far as our physical body, and we contact the natural realm with our senses, but the spiritual realm is what controls the natural realm, and we can also walk in the realm of the spirit because that's who we really are. We are a spirit, we have a soul, and live in a physical body whereby we contact the natural realm. So faith is going to contact and put into operation the spiritual laws of God, and they're going to govern and affect and shape the natural realm. Now, another thing that's important is faith is always of the present tense. It's always now. Hebrews chapter 11, 1 says, now faith is. Now faith is. It's always now. Whenever you're operating in faith, it's what you're doing at a point in time. It is now. You are releasing your faith now as you speak the Word of God. Faith is a present tense reality. It's a force that is released at a point in time, and it can continually be released as you continually activate your faith. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. This brings us to another point, that faith is a spiritual substance as such. That this word substance in the Greek is the word hypostasis, which means a standing under, a spiritual standing under, or a support. It is a spiritual substance or a spiritual force which we're going to stand under, a spiritual standing under, a support in our life that is going to bring forth the promises of God for us. Praise God. And it says it's the evidence of things not seen. Faith is the evidence. That means the proof or the conviction of things not seen. It deals with things which are not seen or not revealed to the senses. When you're operating with faith, you are dealing with things which are real, but you don't see them because they're in the spiritual realm. They're not in the natural realm. They're in the spiritual realm. You know, we're kind of given an example in the Word of God where it talks about the Holy Spirit and how He works kind of like the wind. You can't see the wind, but it's still operating. And it's the same way in the realm of the Spirit. You can't see what's going on with your natural eye, but it is operating in the realm of the Spirit, and it is real, and it functions and controls the natural realm. Faith is not a feeling. It is a spiritual force. Many people try to rely on their feelings in their walk. If, you know, if you're always moved by what you feel, you're not walking by faith. And I hear this from Christians all the time. Well, I feel like such and such. That's not faith. Or I don't feel like going to church. That's not faith. The Bible says you should go to church, not forsaking the assembling together with the saints. Someone says, well, I don't feel like getting up and praying. Hey, the Bible says we should pray always. It has nothing to do with your feelings. And whenever you walk by what you feel, you're not walking by your faith. Faith is not a feeling. It is a spiritual force. Faith deals with the unseen realm. It's the evidence of things not seen. There's a scripture in 2 Corinthians 4:18 that says this, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen, that's the natural realm, are temporal or subject to change, but the things which are not seen are eternal or everlasting. Why? Because you're tapping into a realm that doesn't change. The spiritual realm is a eternal realm. It does not change, while the natural realm is subject to change. We see things changing all the time in the natural realm, but not in the realm of the Spirit. It is eternal. The things which are not seen are eternal. And we're going to look not. In fact, that word look not there in 2 Corinthians 4:18 literally means to take aim. We take aim not at the things that are seen. We're going to take aim at the things that are not seen, because that's the spiritual laws of God. And also, when you're taking aim at the things not seen, you're taking aim at the powers of darkness and coming against Satan's works, which are spiritual. You're dealing with demon spirits and principalities and powers to pull them down and to bring forth victory. Now, we've seen today, faith is a spiritual force. It's a law that works. It contacts the spiritual realm. It governs the natural realm. It's a present tense reality. It's a spiritual substance and evidence, and it deals with the unseen realm. Now, we're going to talk more on this in the next broadcast, and we're going to build on this so that you understand the ways of faith. We'll see you then. God bless you. As I close today, do you realize that the number one negative influence in your life is inherited generational curses? This is because the iniquities of the forefathers are passed down to the children to the third and fourth generations. These curses, enforced by demonic spirits, must be broken and the spirits must be cast out. We break inherited curses and cast out these spirits in our Healing, Deliverance, and Counseling Center. If you would like personal ministry, please call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a doer of the Word of God.